call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, and I'm really impressed because it didn't even ring. It was just straight to voicemail. You know, that, again, shows that I'm automatically deleted. On that, I did send my first, I sent a postcard today to George. And I intend to send a postcard tomorrow to George, and the next day to George, and continue that probably fairly steady until his birthday. With the single theme, I want to hike with him to the top of Big Frog Mountain. And I hope this gets the message across. And I really wonder what will happen if one gets through. But speaking of, I did mention yesterday, I did put on... I said I had my singing happy birthday to Chris online. I had to do people with cell phones. I had it vertically and then in the middle he flipped it horizontal. So I did the editing so it's right, and then when he flips it flips back anyway. So it's that's online now. And that's a really important video for just another opportunity to hear that remarkably wonderful singing of happy birthday from me, but this time with a lot of echo. I had a difficult night's sleep. I don't know why. But starting around about two something in the morning, I couldn't get back to sleep for hours. And I was going through my mind over and over again. And what seeded was, I did this effort to send out a bunch of emails with the idea of if you reply to it, do reply all, because the email was to my family, and I'm blocked. So I did a huge list of blind carbon copy, the BCC stuff, and asked them to simply reply, because if they replied, they would reply, or reply all, it would get back to my family because they're not blocked. And I thought about that, and thinking about that at 3 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning, and suddenly, this will now be a feature within Shofar Nexus, because the you have the two address and the carbon copy address. And you have the BCC, the blind carbon copy address. And with Shofar Nexus, you also have probably an RC, reply copy address. Something like that, something could change. But what happens is, because it's given these names, but how it is handled by the program that submits the email to the destination is up to the program. So what I'm doing is simply adding for, it obviously won't be in the typical email client, but it will be in a Shofar Nexus, the reply copy. Because what happens then is if you use that technique, the two addresses, when you send the email, it won't go to them. Probably same with the carbon copy, whatever. And, I'll just somehow maybe. But what will happen is you can have a list then. And this will go out individually. And I have some techniques where it's coming from all over the place. So the spams issues shouldn't be a problem. But what happens then is... when the email gets sent out, it doesn't say to the two clients that you have in your email. It says to, and then the person on the list you're sending it to is who it goes to in the transmission process. But in the email itself, it still has the same two addresses. Because that's in the email technology, that's separate. You have the to address, and typically, the two addresses use who it's sent too, but it doesn't have to be. So I realize that becomes a really powerful tool in certain circumstances. Obviously, the intent I had for myself, but it's the idea of I can now go to somebody, you know, the obvious would be if you want to do something political, you know, political left, political right, doesn't matter. But my objective is I have, you know, I'm a pro-life group, you know, or something of that nature. And I want you to write your congressman, which, you know, I think a waste of time. But anyway, here's the opportunity to do that. But what people will typically do is organizations will say, oh, write your congressman, here's the address. But that doesn't get the point across because a lot of people say, well, I don't have time for that. But now if I make it really easy for that person, I send them an email saying whatever such and such and simply ask them to do a reply all. You know, the example I used when I described it to Chris today is I'm going to send a letter to Senator A and Senator B of whatever state you're in. And, you know, so that's where it goes to. But it actually gets delivered to my list. You know, if I have a list of thousands of people, I'm sending thousands of separate emails all over to my mailing list, my member list, whatever. And the to address is Senator A and Senator B, but the actual delivery only goes to that one person. And you simply ask them, we're supporting or whatever on this, that, or the other. And so simply go ahead and add comments or whatnot, and then do a reply all. Now, suddenly, Senator A and Senator B don't get a, yes, it's a mass mailing in a sense, but it's coming from Alice and Bob and all the other constituents. And I think that gives a different message, you know, and that's where, you know, democracy, pardon me a moment. Anyway, that would be, you know, a way to apply some pressure. But what I think would be more important is let's say I'm a major corporate. Okay, the likelihood of this is pretty small, but let's use this as an example. Let's say I want to point out to like Amazon and Starbucks, I think are the two that were public about it, where they stated because of the overturn of Roe v. Wade, they will pay their employees to go across state lines where if their employees are in a state that prohibits abortions, and they'll pay the travel expenses. And, you know, so a pro-life activist group may say, I want to let Amazon know, here's a list of their customers who are less than pleased about this. So they can go to their membership list and say, we want to let you know that our members have, that the member who is, you know, this person is a member of our list and has decided because of this policy until it's changed, we're no longer a customer of yours. That kind of thing probably has more impact than sending it to Senator A and Senator B. And of course, the issue is if you do it to Amazon, Amazon is so big, they'll say, so what? People will forget about it in 6 months, so what does it matter? Or the other aspect is people will say, well, I don't want to give up Amazon, which, you know, you're suckered. You're stuck with it. But how about the, you know, the local whatever store? And you have a community, and now my community can in mass inform a store, whatever. So this may be a useful technique. So I approached five organizations today. One was Stop the Traffic, because I did, you know, this is on the slavery issue. But also another organization in Australia, in the US, and in another country in Europe. I sent them the suggestion about this technique, and then one directly to an individual. It took some effort to get his email address. Many years ago, I watched a movie, The Dark Side of Chocolate. It's a hard one to watch. There was a follow-up, because he's the guy I mentioned who after he did the one, he went try to go back, and they wouldn't let him in the country. So he did a second one, and has a third one. Came out last year. Last year, not too long ago. 2022, last year. I sent it to him directly, and his email was very personal to him. I wonder if sooner or later, because my assumption is the response to an email will probably take, you know, a day, especially considering, you know, Australia, different time zone, and the everybody else is in Europe. One is in the US, but, and the one in Australia has too much government links to it. So that, anyway, I did it, but, you know, it was just a copy to them. The others were more serious. And I wonder, you know, I'm I've done a lot of research on slavery. You know, there's obviously, because I made the direct mention of sex slavery, which is significant. A couple of these organizations, they put out the video I did that I copied from Stop the Traffic, that's on Kozlowski.org, the Don't Be Oblivious thing. Others have done similar things to that. And, I've seen like animated ones and things of that nature. Says 1.2 million kids are abducted per year. You know, and what they did, what I thought was very wise, as they put that up there, and then the numbers start counting. You know, which I think is, you know, gets that emotional push. You know, because, well, you know, years ago when I, if you use the you know, the knitting machines and whatnot, inside of them, you did a particular, there was one, the one set of keys you'd put up, and it would show up a verse, whatever it is. Another set of keys, there was an abortion clock in there, which showed you the amount of abortions that are happening. I think I had U.S. in the world. Because in the world, it's like once, you know, it's every second. On average. Every second of the day. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you know, amortize it out. Abortion is occurring. You know, because I worked out the statistics back then. It was the idea that roughly every every week, yeah, roughly every week, 2 million people are born. Two million people are conceived, and 2 million people die, and the population of the world goes up by a million. You know, how does that work? Or, excuse me, 2 million people are born, 2 million people die, and the population increases by a million, which is roughly accurate back then. What it is now, I don't know. Reason is 3 million people are conceived, and 1 million people are aborted, which, you know, is kind of like, oh. And because it reminds me of Stalin's comment, a single death is a tragedy. A million deaths is a statistic. And I read, because, you know, that's why there's so much of a focus. It's not just the big names and whatever issue it is. It's the person down the street. Because there's so many of those. And I can't help all these people all over the place. But I can engage people directly, face to face. And I strive to do that until they die, and some of them do. You know, and that's why, you know, so many people that I've dealt with have died. And I think I've tried to make the focus more to engage young people, you know, and I've because I'll probably outlive them. And, you know, I haven't had the bond like I had with Lynn and Gary that was very strong for years. But maybe with others one day. But anyway, so this reply copy thing, going to work through, hopefully have that working soon. And I did the marketing today and I hate it. I did talk with Chris. We did review some verses today. I said I hated it. And he said, yeah, but you're the person to do it. It's kind of like, oh, I don't want to do that. It takes away the stride that you have for writing code. And I am so, so intensely desirous to find somebody, you know, and that's why, like I say, even if it's in politics, I'll deal with them. Because that will allow me the resources to press on and get the fundamental technology done and eat it at the same time. Anyway, I am going to be sending card after card, my plan, to George for the next several weeks. George is my son. He's about to turn 22 years old. He wrote me, I wish we were family again. And I wrote him back over and over, did videos, sent him DVDs, I did send him it's in this pile here somewhere. I sent him, oh, when you look at a pile and it's in the wrong pile, I sent him a DVD and returned to sender. I sent one to Kozlowski family, returned to sender. Yeah, on the back, refusing reconciliation and serious theology, because these that was the names of the videos that were on these. This goes back to there's a date in here somewhere, February 3rd. Oh, yeah, February 8th and March 31st of last year, 2022. And the reason, you know, the reason there's the one card missing there, the slot for it, is because in one of these, I think it's this one. Yeah, this is the one that came back in, well, one of them. When the card came back, I stuck it in a DVD and sent it again. So it's still in here and I haven't taken it out, but I left the room for it. It was the first card returned. It's been almost a year of returned cards. Gee, what a joy. Is there love in that? Love for the world, that's what it is. Love for the world. Anyway. My lady, my wife, the woman I love and adore, and George! I love you and I want you back.